Okay, this is it.
You sure you want to do this?
Hello, Mrs. Brown.
What is you, Mr. Ray Jones?
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Come on, please. Hurry. Hurry, hurry, hurry,
okay.
Hurry.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Is everybody getting married?
No running in the chapel.
Hey, don't you give me any of your... Hey!
What are you guys doing here?
Ross and Rachel left us a message saying they were getting married. Isn't that why you guys are here?
Yes, yes. Sir, that's what we
are. Why else would we be here?
Well, what happened? Did we miss it?
We actually missed it.
Well, maybe you wouldn't have if you could run in the chapel.
It's insane.
What's the big deal? You know, it's not like it's a real marriage.
What?
Yeah, if you get married in Vegas, you're only married in Vegas.
What are you talking about? If you get married in Vegas, you're married everywhere.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Ah, well. Do you have any clothes on?
Yes.
Really?
No.
Oh.
But we didn't have sex, did we? I mean, I don't remember much about last night. It was such a blur.
Oh. I remember laughing.
Huh?
I laughed a lot.
Then we didn't have sex. Mm.
Oh, I mean, we were really drunk. I'm just glad we didn't do anything stupid.
Tell me about it.
Well, my movie has been officially canceled.
Joey, I'm so sorry. You want some of my breakfast?
Nah, I'm too depressed to eat. I'll probably eat in like 5 minutes. So I guess I'll just fly home with you guys. What time's your flight?
What about my cab?
I don't need that anymore.
No, Joey, you borrowed my cab. You have to drive it back.
I don't want to drive all the way back by myself. It gets so lonely. Oh. How about if you come with me?
I don't know. It's such a long trip.
It'll be great. We could talk and play games. This could be our chance to, like, renew our friendship.
Are you asking me to have a frenaissance?
Sure.
All right. Although I don't think we really need one, baby. I never stopped loving you.
Hey.
Hey.
So, has anybody talked to Dr. and Mrs. Geller yet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They left me a message. They should be here any minute.
Where is the waitress? I'm starving.
It's a buffet, man.
Oh, here's where I win all my money back.
I gotta talk to you.
Sure. What's up?
Monica and I almost got married last night.
My God. That's huge.
Hey.
Wait a minute. Well, wasn't I invited? And who was going to be your best man? Don't say Ross. Do not say Ross.
I just don't think that Monica and I are ready to get married yet, you know? I mean, I love her and everything, but seeing Ross and Rachel come out of that chapel was like a wake-up call that Monica and I are moving so fast, you know? And how do I tell her without crushing her?
Oh. Tell her she's not marriage material.
What?
Girls say it to me all the time. And believe me, if she's anything like me, she's just going to be relieved.
How do I tell Chandler that's too soon? It's going to break his heart. You're going to think I don't love him anymore.
Well, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Good. I was just testing you.
Hi.
Oh, hi. You know, we were just talking about bacon.
No, we were talking about tennis. Tennis is more believable.
Hey. Hey. Thank you. What? Are we going to talk about what you guys did last night, or?
What do you mean last night? Nothing happened last night.
Uh-huh. Ross invited us all to watch.
Great. We were going to miss our friends getting married.
Oh, who got married?
You did?
What? Wait, hello? No, we didn't get married?
That's ridiculous.
Wait. I remember being in a chapel.
Oh,
wait, they would not let us get married when we were that drunk.
No. They'll let you get married when you're drunk. Most people getting married in Vegas are drunk.
Drunk right now. I can't have a mimosa with breakfast. I'm on vacation.
What are you guys going to do?
Oh, I guess we just find a divorce lawyer?
Well, I think Ross already has one. Now, this one's free, right? Because you paid for the first two, so you get the third one for free.
Laugh it up, but the joke's on you, because we don't need to get divorced. Okay, we're just going to get an annulment.
An annulment? Ross, I don't think surgery's the answer here.
Oh, that's your thing.
What?
Your thing, you know, that you're the guy who gets divorced.
No, that's not my thing. I do not love getting divorced.
Yes, you do. This is your third divorce. God, you love divorce so much, you're probably going to marry it. And then... then it won't work out, so you're going to have to divorce it, divorcing guy. I'm so drunk.
So, what do you think we should do?
I don't know. I know I love you.
I know I love you.
So where are we on the whole going back to the place where they have all the marriages thing? I love you.
But that's a good question. Well, last night we let the dice decide. Maybe we should leave up the fate again. I love you.
Because we don't get married unless there's a sign. Okay, so say you roll another 8. Then there's a definite sign that we should get married.
All right, 8 we get married, but 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10, 11, 12, we don't get married.
Sounds great.
Okay.
Hey, we got a shootout. Money plays.
Ready?
Ready.
Come on, 8.
Yes, 8.
8 is the 8.
Wow. I can't believe I actually rolled an 8.
That was so unlikely.
Well, let's get married. I guess.
That wasn't a hard 8. Last night I rolled a hard 8.
That's right. It was the wrong kind of 8. No wedding. Damn it!
Oh, what is so bad?
Ah!
Want to go back?
Yeah. We're doing the right thing, right?
Oh, of course we are. We left it up to fate. If we were supposed to get married, there would be a clear-cut sign.
Have 19 questions left. Use them wisely.
Come on, Joey. You can't win if you don't ask any questions.
What?
Well, you promised me a fun road trip, and we've been on the road for 6 hours, and you've been asleep for 5 and a half. We are switching at the next rest stop, and you are going to drive the whole way back. That will be your punishment, you greedy sleeper.
Right, all right.
Yeah, and until then, you are going to sing to me, because the radio's broken, and you are selfish, but you have a nice voice.
Really?
Sing!
I want to rock and roll all night.
Man, this is a long drive. Are my eyes open?
No!
Actually, I wanted to talk to you about that whole annulment thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Okay. So we'll just stay married.
Yes, exactly.
And I will make everyone call me Mrs. Keller.
Wow, this is so amazing. I really thought I'd have to talk you into this more.
Okay. See, now I'm scared because I don't actually think you're kidding.
I'm not kidding. Look, I can't have 3 failed marriages. I can't, okay? I am not going to be that guy.
So will we just stay married forever?
How is this going to affect you? Really? I mean, you fill some form out once in a while. Instead of checking the box that says Miss, you check the box that says Mrs. It's right next to it.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. You're right. You know what? We absolutely can stay married because I was under the impression that the boxes were far away from each other. All right, look, just please take a moment here and think about what you're asking of me, okay?
I am asking you to do me a favor.
You are asking me to be your wife.
And as my wife, I think you should grant me this favor.
Plane.
Well, you did pull his hair.
He took my snack.
I'm not getting into this
okay.
again.
Oh, sorry. You know what? It's really bad.
Well, I told you not to walk. Here.
Oh.
Here. Okay.
This doesn't mean anything, does it?
No.
Okay. How could you pick up a hitchhiker? He could be a rapist or a killer or something.
Don't you think I asked him that before he got in?
You know what? I'm not talking to you. You go back to sleep. And you, are you a rapist?
No.
Do you like car games?
Yeah, you know the license plate game?
I love the license plate game.
Well, I'll play.
No, you need your sleep. Night-night. Shh.
Listen, I know you wanted to talk to me, but I have an idea that may make you want to stay married. We register, and you get to keep all the presents.
No, Brock, come on! Look, I've thought a lot about how to tell you this, and the bottom line, Ross, is we cannot stay married.
I don't know if that's true.
Okay, but it is.
Okay. You know what this is? This is a difference of opinion.
And when that happens in a marriage...
No, Ross, come on! This is not a marriage! This is the world's worst hangover! Ross, listen, if you do not get this annulment, I will.
All right, I'll do it.
Thank you. Hey, is there any such thing as an annulment shower?
Oh, wait, there's a train station. This is where I get off. Well, I have your address and phone number.
And I have your name and the fact that you're a drifter. So, well, it's pretty much in your court.
All right, see you, Pete.
I can't take this anymore. Please talk to me. Let me make it up to you, huh? Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on.
Stop it! No!
That's not fair. You know I can't resist that beautiful voice.
Peeps, look, I'm so sorry. I know I promised you a fun road trip with your friend, and I didn't deliver. Okay, but now I know that you think being awake is an important part of friendship. So I will strive to stay awake for as long as I know you.
Still, like, sleep at night and stuff.
Thank you. Can we play 20 questions now? I got a really good one. I've been thinking about it since Kansas.
Okay. Is it a kind of hot sandwich?
Yes.
Is it a meatball sub?
That is incredible. You are the master.
You look like you're going to be the...
Don't say it. Don't even think it.
All right. Hey, Chandler, enjoy your handful.
All right, should we just get married? You know, I mean, should we just do it? All the signs are telling us to do it.
I'm sick of the signs. It's too fast. I'm happy the way things are.
Me too.
I don't want things to change. Do you?
No.
All right, then. Then nothing changes. Everything is great. Everything stays the same. And you go on and pack because it's been 3 days and it's driving me insane.
Jeez, relax. It's not like we're mad.
Ah, ah!
You know, I was thinking, what if I unpack here?
Then all your stuff would be here.
Well, what if all my stuff was here?
Then you'd be going back and forth all the time. I mean... Make any sense.
Okay. What if we live together and you understand what I'm saying?
Live together? There have been no signs for that.
Me asking is kind of a sign. Door hasn't been locked in 5 years, but okay. Ready?
Ready!
Okay, a little problem. The key broke in the lock and I can't get in.
Wait! Oh, God, I can't get out.
Is it a sign?
No, it's not a sign. It's a very old key.
It's just an old key.
Oh, my God, it's old.
I love you.
I love you.
Are you hugging the door right now?
No?
Yeah, me neither.
Hey.
Hey, so did everything go all right with the annulment?
Oh, yeah. No problems. It's all taken care of.
Ross, thank you. Hey, do you guys want to go see a movie?
Oh, yeah. Why not?
No, Pete?
No, thanks. I've already seen one.
Hey, I'm going to get my sweater.
Okay. You want to hear something weird?
Always.
I didn't get the annulment.
What?
We're still married. Don't tell Rachel. See you later.
What are you doing?
Key's stuck in the lock.
I can fix it. Hold on. Watch out, watch out.
Yeah, it still doesn't work.
I'm not finished.
Oh. Nice job, Joe. You're quite the craftsman.
听力课堂，欢迎你。听力课堂，欢迎你。听啊点儿看。